Barely a day after the fifth and latest U.S. airstrike on an alleged drug boat off Venezuela, the president signaled more of the same and beyond. Speaking from the Oval Office late today, the president was asked about New York Times reporting that he'd secretly authorized covert CIA action against the regime of Nicolas Maduro inside Venezuela. In addition to confirming the story, his justification for the boat strikes, which have now killed more than two dozen people and are drawing some criticism even from some Republicans, is worth listening to, specifically because in this answer, at least drugs came second.
Why did you authorize the CIA to go into Venezuela? And is there more information you can share about these strikes on the alleged
drug boats in the Caribbean? Well, I can't do that, but I authorized for two reasons, really. Number one, they have emptied their prisons into the United States of America. They came in through the, they came in through the border. They came in because we had an open border policy. And as soon as I heard that, I said, a lot of these countries, they're not the only country, but they're the worst abuser. And they've entered their, they've allowed thousands and thousands of prisoners, mental institution, people from mental institutions, insane asylums, emptied out into the United States. We're bringing them back, but that's a really bad, and they did it at a level that probably not, many, many countries have done it, but not like Venezuela. They were down and dirty. And the other thing are drugs.
The other thing, as the president put it, happens to be the administration's stated reason for why the strikes are, in the words of the White House spokeswoman Anna Kelly, quote, fully consistent with the law of armed conflict. She said the U.S. is acting, quote, against the operations of a designated terrorist organization taken, she says, in defense of vital U.S. national interests and in the collective self-defense of other nations who've long suffered due to the narcotics trafficking and violent cartel activities of such organizations.